I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. Southern Mono Healthcare District joint meeting with Northern Innu Healthcare District Board of Directors special meeting. The agenda is available on our website at sierrawave.net. The date of this meeting is going to be May 4th. It's going to be at 4:30 p.m. You can attend in person at Mammoth Hospital Administration Conference Room A and B, or by Microsoft Teams. It's at 85 Sierra Park Road in Mammoth Lakes, California. Information to join on Microsoft Teams is on our website at sierrawave.net. Forest Service news release, personal use firewood permit sales begin in May. Choose which firewood permit purchase works for you online or in person. Permits are $15 per cord, with a minimum 2-cord purchase. Most funds from firewood permit sales are returned to the forest for continued implementation of this program and the annual National Forest Fuel Wood Strategy. Online purchasing starting May 1st using a credit card to purchase firewood permits. You can get them at epermits.fs2c.usda.gov, or very simple, just go to our website at sierrawave.net. In-person purchase starting May 29th. Bring a credit card to purchase firewood permits. Otherwise, make an appointment with Forest Service employees to buy tags with cash or a check. Visitor center days and hours and locations are listed on our website at sierrawave.net. Congressman Kevin Kiley, Independent California, released the following statement on Florida's recent proposal to redraw its congressional map. It is surreal watching as politicians who celebrate gerrymandering in one state suddenly condemn it in another, and vice versa. Gerrymandering is wrong wherever it occurs. It is a plague on democracy. The time has come for Congress to take responsibility for its own elections by prohibiting mid-decade redistricting and assuring fair representation in every state. Let's get to what's going to be fun this weekend. It's Kids Day of Family Fun Day, a day to celebrate kids with games, fun activities, prizes, and raffles for the entire family. There'll be a bike rodeo at the back of the park, so bring your bike and helmet. We'll have informational booths for locals and activity booths for anyone attending. There'll be a food truck and drinks available for purchases. The event will be held at the back of Bishop City Park. It is Saturday, May 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Like I said, this is going to be at the Bishop City Park. The organizer of this event is the City of Bishop. For more information, email kpoole, that is K-P-O-O-L-E, at cityofbishop.ca.gov. There's another fun event that's going to be taking place this Sunday, and I am going to let Lisa Cox from Inyo County Office of Emergency Services tell us all about that event now.
Hi, my name is Lisa Cox. I'm Emergency Manager for Inyo County, and I'm here to tell you about some exciting events coming up for this month of May because it's Wildfire Resilience Month. So we'll be partnering with Mono County and the White Bark Institute to put on some special events going on all throughout the month. The first of which is this Sunday, May 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's going to be at Bishop City Park. There will be workshops, exhibits, demonstrations, all about wildfire preparedness, resilience at home, in outdoor recreation, everywhere you go. So there will be food trucks, there's going to be music, and a chance to win prizes during our raffle. And every booth that you participate in for all the different exhibitors, you'll get another chance to enter into the raffle to win prizes. The exhibits that are happening will be under the gazebo, and there's going to be evacuation preparedness workshop that I will be putting on. So come prepared, bring your smartphone, and ask me questions to see how you can get registered for Genesis Alerts. Make sure that you're prepared for an evacuation, should there be one during a wildfire or any other event. There's also going to be an ember-resistant mesh demonstration. So if you want to learn about more about home hardening or how you can do small things to prepare your home for wildfire, this is a great opportunity to come and ask the experts. And last but not least, there will be mascots there. So if you like Smokey Bear and Captain Cal from Cal Fire, come and meet them, get your picture, and just enjoy the day with music and food, friends and family. There will also be an opportunity to meet all the local firefighters from the U.S. Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management, and the Bishop City Fire Department, who will also be putting on a wildland fire demonstration. So that should be super fun for the whole family to watch. And lastly, there will be an area on the north end of the park where folks can drive by and drop off their green waste for free. So that's another great opportunity to get rid of flammable waste around your house and get ready for wildfire. You can find all this information, including the schedule and a map of the event, on sierrawave.net. Once again, I'm Lisa Cox, Emergency Manager for Inyo County.
Thank you, Lisa Cox, for sharing some of that information with us about what's going to be taking place this Sunday. We appreciate it, as always. Since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And talking about the people who shape it, you need to tune in to Facebook very soon. Lisa Cox is going to be sharing even more information about Sunday's event. That'll be available on our Facebook, Instagram, and that place called X.com. Thanks for tuning in, or listening, or whatever you did.